from the Career Opportunities Archives. Helping to build the career you deserve. This is Career Opportunities for June 30th, 2006. A member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com. Check out all the member shows. Today's column, don't let your clients fall behind. Visiting a new client this week, I was reminded of the pain clients can feel when their computers fall too far behind the state of the art. While no one wants to buy hardware and software they don't need, neither do they want to make huge leaps when they're finally forced to upgrade. A slow progression of software and hardware updates is far more preferable to the forced march of an emergency upgrade. If you ask your clients why they haven't upgraded their computers or software, they often reply that it works fine for what I do. Even in the best cases, where the client can be productive, there lies a bit of a trap. While the computer might fulfill their basic needs at the moment, I can assure you that they're experiencing more problems than they might let on. Typically, smaller issues such as web pages that won't load, videos and animation that can't be played, and more are already hampering their work. Perhaps they can't read the files their friends and coworkers send them. Finally, you'll be left with no recourse but to recommend they get a new computer. This is where the pain truly begins. In my case, the client was using an older Mac and never upgraded to Mac OS X, even though the computer was capable of running the earlier versions. Further, they made only limited updates to their software over the years. Finally, though, time caught up with them. Their older web browser couldn't cope with the fancy web services provided by their bank. Even parts of Apple's website could no longer load. They were finding it hard to do the small bits of client work they do as a sideline, as their software was too far behind. As it happened, I upgraded my own computer, which was very similar to theirs, to the latest version of Mac OS X, and found that the computer could not run it acceptably. So, now I knew they needed a new computer. Suddenly, our discussions of relatively simple upgrades turned to outright replacement, and hundreds of dollars turned into thousands. Now, not only would they need to purchase a new computer, they'd have to replace all their software as well. Had they upgraded their software over time, they might have had versions that ran on the new operating system or been able to purchase them at a discount. Even worse, some programs were so old that no current version of the program existed, or the current version would no longer read the file formats of the older version. In these cases, the client's data had truly come to a dead end. Of course, I'll use the older system to export their data and bring it forward in any way I can, but there will always be a few cases where this is impossible, or nearly so. A client, facing the costs of new hardware, new software, and hours of my services, can quickly become disheartened. While they hadn't really done anything wrong, they found themselves caught in the nasty position of starting all over again with their new computer. As you might imagine, this can be intimidating and frustrating, and could cause some rough moments for you and your client. The solution for my clients doesn't involve buying every new upgrade or every new computer system that appears on the scene. Instead, I try to gently push my clients forward at a pace that's slightly slower than the speed of innovation. While I don't expect my clients to have the latest version of an operating system, I'll start to worry if they fall more than two versions behind. The same goes for all their software. Once you go more than two versions, you start to get into the danger zone where file compatibility begins to be an issue, and you can miss out on upgrade discounts that can help to ease the costs of moving up. A gentle push here, a gentle nudge there. By offering good advice in small doses, you can ensure that your clients won't suffer when it comes time to upgrade. While a stable, working computer that you paid off a while ago can be a good thing, it can also lull clients into a false sense of security. If they allow themselves to fall too far behind today, they could be facing a very nasty surprise in the future. Don't let your clients place themselves in this position. Do everything you can to keep them moving forward, even slowly, and you'll be doing them a great service, and yourself as well. This has been Career Opportunities with Douglas E. Welch. Find more information at douglasewelch.com/career. I'd love to hear what's happening in your career. Send questions and comments to career@welchwrite.com or post them as comments on the website or add them to our Facebook fan page. You can also call our reader listener line at 818-804-5049. If you're listening directly from the website, why not subscribe? It's free and you'll receive each new show automatically. Look for the subscribe buttons in the upper right-hand corner of the webpage. If you enjoy career opportunities, there are many ways to show your support, and all are appreciated. These include a tip in our online tip jar, a review in the iTunes podcast directory, sharing links via Facebook or Twitter, and more. You'll find links for all of these on the website.